The third Sunday in Advent. The epistle is taken from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brethren, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety, but in every prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. The gospel is taken from that of St. John. At that time, the Jews sent to John from Jerusalem priests and Levites to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he acknowledged and did not deny, and he acknowledged, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" And he said, "I am not." "Art thou the prophet?" And he said, "No." And they therefore said to him, "Who art thou, that we may give answer to those who sent us? What hast thou to say of thyself?" And he said, "I am the voice of one crying in the desert, make straight the way of the Lord, as Isaiah the prophet said." And they who had been sent were from among the Pharisees, and they asked him and said to him, "Why then dost thou baptize, if thou art not the Christ, nor Elias, nor the prophet?" John said to them in answer, "I baptize with water, but in the midst of you there has stood one whom you do not know. He it is who is to come after me, who has been set above me, the strap whose sandal I am not worthy to loose." And these things took place at Bethany, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Whenever there is a newborn baby, it seems like everybody wants to hold the little baby. And the little baby brings a smile on everyone's face. Of course, when it's not crying, but brings a smile on everyone's face. And even a woman, as she's expecting, there's a great deal of joy associated with that. During this Christmas season, this is what our joy should be. The introit asks us to rejoice in the Lord. This is Gaudete Sunday, where we are to look with joy to the coming of Christ. And when we think about that, every little baby, even though maybe a family, when they think about it, they might think, well, there's some concerns of how are we going to care for this baby? And there might be some material concerns. But then when you put those aside, the family, a good family, of course, they always receive that child with great joy. And like I said, it's infectious. Everybody, I don't think anyone can really look at a little baby and not be moved to a certain joy and happiness. And when we think about the baby Jesus, how much more so? You know, when we think about the angels announcing to the shepherds who came to the manger, Our Lady with the baby, when St. Joseph held the baby Jesus in his hands for the first time, how much joy radiated from that. But the Church also asks us during this season to not think about just the first coming, but the second coming, when we either go to our Lord at our death or when He comes at the end of time. And like His first coming, that there is great joy, so also we should have joy when we think about His second coming. That is, when we meet Him. Now, this is something that I think many Catholics, many Christians don't really have. Do we really have joy about our death? Do we really think about it that way? Yes, there might be, some material concerns, concern for a family, or even some concern about, I made some mistakes in my life. Of course, I've confessed them. But when we set those aside, is there really a certain degree of joy in thinking about Christ, our personal relationship with Him? This is what we should have. Remember, someone can keep themselves from sin, go to confession, stay free from mortal sin, attend attend Mass every Sunday, and maybe even during the week, receive communion regularly, live a good life, but not really have that joy in their heart. And they may die, and you know, they may go straight to heaven in a sense that they don't have any, they don't have to do any penance, but there's still something missing. They don't have that joy in their heart with Christ. You know, when you see a good marriage, a husband and wife, there's a friendship there, and there's a real joy there between them. When one is separated from the other, maybe through the demands of the world, there is a certain, you can see it, there's a little bit of sadness expecting for the reunion. And when the reunion occurs, there is joy there. It's a good marriage. Good marriages are founded on friendship. Every good relationship is founded on friendship. St. Thomas Aquinas, when he talks about charity, when he writes about it in the Summa Theologiae, he says it starts and is founded on friendship, divine friendship, our friendship with God. God wants a personal friendship with us so much that he became man for us. We're to have that connection to him. And just like good friendships, there's a certain joy associated with it, so there should be a joy associated with our relationship with Christ. And if we don't have that, then we need to think about what is wrong. Like I said, we may be free from sin, go to confession regularly, not have mortal sin, not struggle under mortal sin, come to Mass, do our duty, but there is something more. This is what the Church wants us to do during this time of Advent, is to really look at our lives. Are we really putting Christ first? Is he really the joy of our life? Or not? You know, we could do, sometimes the moralists talk about morally neutral acts. We can go for a walk, you know, just read maybe a book or something, assuming it's not bad or something, or watch television if that's not bad, although that's getting, I think, pretty hard to watch television these days. But you can do it without committing a sin, sort of a morally neutral act, and there's nothing wrong with that. However, it would be better if we would do something spiritual, and that is truly spiritual. Spend some time in prayer or reading a spiritual book. Sometimes also, when we do things, we might think about doing something, some kind of activity, some kind of religious activity, volunteering for this group or that group, and that is very good, but that does not replace the spiritual life, the prayer and the meditation, developing the friendship, the connection with Christ. You know, every one of us will meet Christ someday. Some of us sooner than others. But it's important to think about this. St. Thérèse of Lisieux, when in 1896, I think it was, on Good Friday, she went to bed. It was actually, I think, Holy Thursday, going into Good Friday. She lay down to go to bed, and she felt a cough. She was coughing, and she held her handkerchief up to her mouth. She said she felt this hot fluid. And in the morning, you know, because there's no lights, and she was a nun, so she couldn't really do anything. She couldn't light a lamp. So in the morning, she said, she went to the window and she looked, and there was blood on her handkerchief. And she realized she had coughed up blood. And she was very joyful because it was Good Friday. And she thought that her spouse, Christ, our Lord, was calling her to him on the anniversary of his death, Good Friday. And she was very excited and very joyful that this was a sign of her impending death. And it's something to really think about. That is the thinking that we should have. If that were to happen to us, would we have that that joy in thinking, finally, it will come to an end. And like I said before, yes, there might be some material concerns or some concerns about our life, you know, having to put some things in order with our family where we don't have the, you know, St. Therese didn't have to worry about that. But when you go beyond that, is there a true joy there? Or is there not? If there's not, then we have to ask why. We have to put our life in order and to really think, what is important? Christ is calling us to a divine friendship. Divine friendship. Friendship that will never end with Him in heaven. You were created for Him. I was created for Him. And we will never be satisfied with anything else. And this is what He wants. And for those in heaven, that's what they have. That divine friendship. The joy that will never end. And that can begin here in this world. It's not exactly the same. It comes to perfection in heaven. But we should have that now. And that doesn't mean that we kind of go around all day long with a, you know, ridiculous grin or something. But when we stop and turn our mind to it, we should have that joy. The joy of meeting Christ. Just like when we see an expectant mother or a little newborn baby, there's a joy there. The expectant mother, there is a joy there. And we kind of share in that joy oftentimes. And the newborn baby, there's a great deal of joy there, seeing that little baby, holding that baby in your arms. There's a new life in the world. So we should have that same expectative joy for Christ. And so, let us then think about this. And like I said, one can live a life, go to Mass, be free from sin, and be right, you know, in their heart to not be guilty of mortal sin, but not have that joy. And so, we need to ask ourselves why. We need to look at ourselves, look at our life during this time, and to put Christ first. For He's coming, and He's coming for us, for you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.